Jane Kennedy, Mick Molloy here driving you home. Kennedy Molloy.
What a friggin' week.
Hey, oh, man.
So play good. It.
Let's do it.
Nicely. Ask nicely.
Dave, are you feeling I'm okay. Beer?
He's on his second beer. Let's go.
What could possibly go wrong?
A week of reflection on Kennedy Molloy. Jane reflected on the TV death she simply never gotten over.
Molly from A Country Practice. When she died.
How Dave? Old are you?
Me too.
Are you 102? Do we all remember that?
Cancer. She just went out into the field.
And Brendan's running, going, Brendan Molly, ran Molly, after her. And her eyes shut. And then
the
was
pig
it.
Was there. And
is this on? Hello. Hello.
Tom Gleisner reflected how every election night plays out.
Anthony Green.
We love Anthony
grappling
Green.
Grappling with technology that's always just a little bit beyond his capability. But they're all on board. So ABC have got Australia Votes. 9 are doing Australia Decides. Mm-hmm. And 10 have got Backbencher in Paradise.
And Mick reflected the feelings of lots of men that it might be all over for the Victoria's Secret fashion show.
This is unbelievable. There's a little bit of sunshine in our lives. To see a hottie toddling down a runway wearing a $1 million bedazzled bra.
Yep.
Why can't I have that? I'd like the Handmaid's Tale.
Andrew Denton reflected about the time he and Mick both attended James Packer's wedding.
We were all greeted at the door by Kerry, which was kind of a scary moment because, like, hello, Mr. Packer.
It was a bit confronting to me considering the Mick Molloy show had just been axed.
Yes.
And he really wanted to talk about it.
Oh, really?
I had to bustle through.
But I remember you saying to me afterwards, I was on the dance floor with Sophie and I realised I was dancing next to John and Jeanette Howard.
Dave O'Neill reflected on the time he stood for Parliament.
My campaign was called the Party Pie Party. And it cost me $500 to register, and I had to get 50 signatures of local residents, which is really hard.
That is hard. Did you have to go door knocking?
No, I left it at the fruit shop and then the bakery. I was doing this as a joke. It was like a joke.
What were you doing at the fruit shop? That's all I'm thinking about.
And Mick reckons that in reflection, Uber's new quiet mode would have been pretty useful for a couple of people.
Probably something that Stefanovics should do. what are you requesting? No, quiet mode. Yeah, real quiet mode.
That would have been handy.
I tell you, you got in. The driver would want quiet mode. The driver would go, I've seen you and
how
your girls.
How dare you?
I've seen you and your girls out and about.
Oh, that's enough of you.
Mick and Peter Garrett reflected on the time Paul Hester filled in at the Oils.
I remember that, actually.
I've never seen a more shocked look on a man's face. I said, how'd you go?
He
goes, yeah, those songs are pretty fast. This is a guy coming from Crowded House where he used to brush the cymbals.
I remember. He's just done the marathon. You got to do that tomorrow night? We're like, yeah, come on, mate.
And I think Jane's love of Aldi is reflected by a lot of people out there.
I'm ecstatic.
What's the reason?
What's happened?
It's the Aldi Snow Gear Special Buy Day on Saturday, and I've got the leaflet in my letterbox. People queue up. They're up for hours. They might be up overnight.
Oh, are you going skiing?
No.
But when we reflect back on this week, the memory that dominates is one thing. KFC's new Charco.
It's a whole chicken schnitzel, but it's bent in half.
Like a taco.
Like a taco shell. In the middle, you put all the fixings. Guaca, sour cream.
Okay, can I have a moist towel?
Shredded cheese. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Cracked one.
Hey.